And now, from imaginary stations on shortwave, it's time for Radio Ace.
And now...
No, sorry. Try again.
And now... The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, who instead of becoming a bank clerk as his mother wanted, went to seek his fortune in the uncertain netherworld of commercial broadcasting, a dog-eat-dog existence, jumping from one job to another in a never-ending quest for that one secure, cushy gig. You'll remember last month, Flash was sent to cover the election results for WGOP/WFLQ-FM. He's in the headquarters of independent candidate Rene Snowfleck. There's a flurry of activity. He's talking with the station manager.
Hey, I don't know the guy's name.
It's not important.
Yeah, but who's going to sign my paycheck?
Not important. There is a flurry of activity. As Flash gets on the remote line back to the station, let's listen.
Then 2, 3, 4. Okay, can you hear me now, Chief?
Don't call me Chief.
Oh, sorry. Okay, is this any better?
It's a little bit better than that lousy line you had last time. Now, what the heck is going on there, Frisbone?
Just a minute. Let me mingle with the crowd here.
Mingle, mingle, mingle.
Hey, you. Yeah, what's all the hubbub?
Well, results are coming in. It looks like more precincts are reporting and Snowfleck has pulled ahead.
No.
Yes, well, that's the way it looks. We're just as surprised as you are.
Wow, well, let me get some totals here.
Let's see. Listen, man, if you don't need me, I gotta go get some more cigarettes.
Oh, sure. Wait a minute, Chief, I got it. Listen, he's pulling ahead. He's winning. Wait a minute. Hold on, there's a bulletin coming across the wire here. Let me see. I got some new totals, and it looks like Snowfleck is going to visit campaign headquarters here. Hey, he's on his way right now.
Oh, good grief, Frisbone. This story's getting bigger than I thought. I just had a call from ITN in England. They're sending a film crew over there. Hold on. This guy up there, because I figured that's where he'd do the least harm. Hey, we have time to get someone else.
Hey, Chief!
What?
Hey, do you think maybe NBC would send Jessica Savage up?
Frisbone!
Okay.
Now look, Frisbone, I just had a wire. Both ABC and Cable News Network are sending crews up. Now, do you think you can handle it? They want your feed for now.
Oh, you bet, Chief.
Don't call me Chief!
Hey, there's a crew here right now. We just got word that Rennie Snowfleck's car has arrived, and he'll be entering. Plug me in!
Okay, Frisbone, you're on the air.
Good evening, sports fans, and all the ships at sea, and hi, Jane and Jessica, and I'd like to say hi to my good buddy Ted Turner in Atlanta, and Victor Windup, if he's listening. I know he voted for Reagan. He really wanted Rudy Valley, though. This is Flash Frisbone, and I'm here at Rennie Snowfleck headquarters, where Rennie Snowfleck has just arrived, and he'll be entering the room. Wait, here he is now. I see him. He's surrounded by a cloud of smoke. There's his aide with a cigarette lighter.
Frisbone, get down there and get an interview.
Wait a minute.
Frisbone!
The smoke is clearing, and...
Get an interview.
Wait a minute. I can't get down there.
The whole country's listening.
Well, the wire is too short. This wire isn't long enough.
Do something.
Wait a minute. Maybe if I pull on the cord, maybe it's caught on something. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got it. I'll just give it a good yank here.
Frisbone? Frisbone? Frisbone?
His first chance at a network live national hookup, and Flash seems to have been mysteriously disconnected. Will he get his interview? And why is everyone so surprised? And where will Flash go after the election? And were Jessica and Jane even listening? And who will be the next U.S. president? Be listening next time for the continuing amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script by Tom Conard. Additional funny dialogue by Gary Bourgeois. The Flash Frisbone character and Flying F insignia are copyrighted by Modern Day Talking Cartoons and Novelty Store. Any resemblance to any other radio personality, living or dead, is because that's just the way the business is. This is your announcer speaking.
Hey, what about Elma Glock? Hey, what about Elma...
You're listening to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations, starring the adventures of the amazing floating Flash Frisbone. You can email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, who at the age of 6 decided that what he really wanted to be was staff announcer on the Stan Freberg radio show. He spent all of his formative young years working on his diction,
the rain in Spain,
his delivery,
let's go to press,
and cultivating an on-the-air personality.
Well, hee-hi-ho there, everybody.
Flash Frisbone, who in our last episode finally got his big chance at a network hookup when...
Frisbone, get down there and get an interview.
Wait a minute. I can't get down there.
The whole country's listening.
Well, the wire is too short. This wire isn't long enough.
Do something.
Wait a minute. Maybe if I pull on the cord, maybe it's caught on something. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got it. I'll just give it a good yank here.
Frisbone? Frisbone!
And so we pick up our episode where we left off, as the station manager of WGOP-WFLQ is in a state of total panic, something that all station managers face when dealing with the uncertainty of live radio.
I'm gonna automate the station as soon as Reagan wins and the economy stabilizes. Frisbone!
Let's listen.
Great Caesar's ghost. What are we gonna do now?
Hey, boss. I got NBC on the line. They're going crazy. They want to know what happened to the feed.
Tell them I'm working on it.
Wait a minute, boss. It's CBC, the As It Happens program. They want to know what happened.
I'm working on it.
Boss, the BBC in London.
I'm working on it.
Telephone company, long lines, repair service, and dial a score. At the end of the first half, it's the Detroit Lions.
Operator, I want to be reconnected. My trouble number is ME998725346.
I'm sorry, sir. That circuit is engaged.
I don't care, operator. Just reconnect me to that number.
Very well, sir. Are you sure you don't want the score? It was an exciting game.
Just connect me.
Very well, sir. I have your party now. Oh, it does sound like a party, doesn't it?
And thank you, Mr. Snowflake.
Boy, is he a nice guy. He'll be a great president, and what a thrilling announcement. I wouldn't believe it myself if I hadn't heard him say it right into this microphone, and you heard it too, live on WGOP-WFLQ and on nationwide hookup across the country. Goodness, what an exciting event. All live right here. I hope Walter Cronkite is listening, and good luck on your retirement, Walter. And Jane Pauley, hey, Jane, what are you doing after the final tabulation? Maybe we could go up to your place and...
Frisbone!
Yeah, Chief?
You were disconnected, Frisbone.
No, what?
Do you have a tape of that interview?
No, Chief.
Don't call me Chief.
I used the tape for something else.
What?
Well, there's a guy here at party headquarters. He has a pirate copy of a Fleetwood Mac concert at Madison Square Garden.
I don't believe this.
Well, you know how I feel. I really know how I feel about Stevie Nicks, and I used the tape. And... But it was really a good concert, Chief.
Never mind the concert, Frisbone. What did Snowflake say in his announcement?
Well, it was really exciting, Chief. It was,
Yeah? Well?
It was something about,
What?
Wait a minute.
What was it?
Frisbone.
Now you made me forget. I knew it. I mean, he said it right here. I mean, I knew what he said. I mean, he said it.
Frisbone, I want you to turn off the remote unit now. I want you to leave the microphone and the mixer and the cassette recorder at the Greyhound bus station when you leave town.
Can I keep the Fleetwood Mac tape?
We'll get it later. And if you're smart, Frisbone,
yeah,
you'll get out of the country as soon as possible.
And so, our hero finds himself in sunny Mexico, the palatial studios of XEIT, a 100,000-watt station in Axlagrisapo, a small city located near the United States border. Let's listen.
When I make the big money with the ice cream business, I tell myself, Poncho, I say, you should buy a big radio station for advertise your ice cream business. And I get lots of Yankee dollars, too. With so much power, everybody he wants to advertise on XEIT.
Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Oh, see. Whatever. I really enjoyed the tour of the ice cream factory, but where's the station?
The studio and a transmitter is located in the basement underneath the ice cream factory.
Boy, that sure must be handy for you.
See, we like to think of XEIT as a real cool station, Mr. Frisbone.
Pretty funny.
I'm glad you like my sense of humor, Mr. Frisbone. I think we get along just fine. You seem to be quite hot and sweaty from your trip.
Yeah, I had to leave the United States in a hurry, and I couldn't help noticing that big freezer full of ice cream over there. Do you think that I could?
No problem, Mr. Frisbone. No problem. What flavor do you like?
Green. Give me green.
One dish of green coming up, Mr. Frisbone. You know, when you come into this station, I hire you right away because I like your name. Frisbone. Frisbone. Get it?
No, Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Frizz.
you Yankees have such funny accent. You will be just dynamite killer on the sign-on shift on XEIT.
Sign-on, my favorite shift.
Dig into the ice cream, Mr. Frisbone. Dig in.
Oh, boy, you bet.
Is there a problem, Mr. Frisbone?
What kind of ice cream do you call that?
Oh, that's jalapeno pepper ice cream. We also have enchilada ripple. Would you like some burrito revel?
Well, what's going to happen next time? Will our hero's vocal cords descend themselves in time for sign-on at XEIT? You'll have to wait until next month's Around the Dial to find out. So be listening next month when our hero says... The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory by Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script by Gary Bourgeois. Mr. Frisbone's wardrobe from the St. Vincent de Paul collection. This is your announcer speaking. And what about Elma Gluck?
And now, from imaginary stations on shortwave, it's time for Radio Ace.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, who single-handedly carries with him the world's largest resume. Flash Frisbone, the jock who never lasts the probationary period, living totally on severance pay as he travels from one station to the next in a constant search for steady employment. You'll remember last time, our hero journeyed to sunny Mexico to take employment at 100,000 watt XEIT, a border station owned by Pancho Villa, ice cream mogul and playboy. It is sign-on as we find Flash in the transmitter room in the basement of the ice cream factory where the station is located. Let's listen.
Boy, it sure is dark in here. As far as the light switch. Oh, there it is. I can really see. Woo! You sure can't miss that transmitter. Gosh, a BTA-100K. They ain't made that one since the early 40s. Good shape, too. Now, what did I do with my instructions? Boy, I sure hope that this funny taste gets out of my mouth before I have to read the news. Okay, let's see. To turn on transmitter, that's what I want. To raise filaments, use switch number 1 to the up position. 1, that's this one here. They're lighting up. Oh boy, they're getting bright. Hot dog. Let's see, switch number 2 is permanently wired on by the chief engineer. Yep, yeah, that's a chief's work, all right. Square knot in the bailing wire. Dead giveaway. Okay, switch number 3 is plates on. The big guns! 100,000 watts, here we come! Ooh, listen to that power! I can't believe it! They'll hear me in Saskatoon! Let's see, what else does the instruction say? Transmitter is now on. Take meter readings every half hour. I'll do that at the end of my shift. I can't wait. I gotta get some records and gotta get some news. Oh, Flash Frisbone, the voice of the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, wow, 100,000 watts.
And at exactly 6 a.m. in the control room of XCIT, our hero does his first 100,000-watt sign-on.
This is the voice of XEIT, X-A-E-T, Axel Grisipo, Mexico. We broadcast with 100,000 watts on 1570 by the authority of the Radio Mexico.
The excitement in Flash's voice is hard to miss. The thought of his voice modulating those 100,000 watts is almost more than he can take.
We now begin our day's programming with the Back to Vitamins Hour from Paso Robles, California, and the Right Doctor, Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Back to Vitamins. This is the Back to Vitamin Hour with the Right Dr. Lecithin J. Legstrom.
Good morning, everyone. Give me your pain and your suffering, and I will give you B7. I will give you the E-complex.
And with the first program of the day on the air, our hero journeys to the newsroom to begin assembling his 6:30 newscast. It's in the newsroom that he notices that there's something wrong with the signal. Either that, or the 6-transistor channel master on the news table just isn't up to snuff.
Wow. It should come in better than that. 100,000 watts and it's just down the hall. Gosh, that sure sounds weak to me. Maybe it's the battery. Yeah, that's it. The radio must need a new battery. Let me check it out. Take the back off. Nope. That battery's good. Radio Shack. Everybody gets them cards. He must have put the battery in last week, at least. Oh, there isn't a battery. Huh. Well, I better go down to the transmitter and take a look. Maybe something's wrong. The news can wait.
And in the transmitter room, Flash assesses the situation.
Let's see. Plates on. Filaments on. Modulation looks good. Where's the power meter? That must be this one here. Hey, 20 watts only. That can't be right. Well, wait a minute. There's a note. Keep power at present level by order of management. Hey, somebody must have been screwing with the transmitter. I'm sure Mr. Vanilla means he wants it up all the way. I better crank her up. Where's the crank? Oh, here it is. Hey, more baling wire. I gotta cut it off if I'm gonna increase the power. Oh, I saw a wire cutter on the engineer's desk. It was over next between the twine and scotch tape. Yeah, by the baling wire. Over here by the band-aids. There it is. Okay, now let's see. All I gotta do is just cut off the baling wire. And then just crank her up. Load and dip. Load and dip. Boy, I knew that first phone course I took would come in handy someday, even if I did flunk the FCC test. Load and dip. 75, 90, 100,000 watts. There we go. Aw, heck, a little more wouldn't hurt. Oh, that baby's really humming now. Yep, that's it. That ought to be enough. Well, got to get my news ready. Pull some records. Oh, boy. Flash Frisbone is on the air.
But wait. What our hero doesn't know is that the transmitter was set at 20 watts for a reason. The main cooling blower to the final has broken. And even as our hero cues up his first record,
I rode my bicycle.
The heat from the now hot transmitter is melting the ice cream in the factory above. Soon, 400,000 gallons of Taco Brickle ice cream will melt. It could flood into the basement, drowning Flash, and really messing up the record library. What's going to happen? You'll have to wait till next time. The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. And what about Elmer Gluck? And now, the amazing original recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. You'll remember Flash Frisbone. Well, like so many of us, Flash has been out of a gig for the past several months and has been even more depressed than usual. It seems that our hero has worked at every one of the thousands of stations in this depressing country. It might have been the end for Flash, but before cashing in his chips, as he was walking alone in an out-of-work city, he happened to find a copy of Radio World in the gutter.
Oh.
After checking out all of the used transmitters for sale and reading about another AM stereo system,
Leonard Kahn says that,
and another satellite music network,
more guys out of work,
he happened to look at the want ads.
They never have no jobs in here. Just guys like me advertising how creative they are. Some 14-year-old whiz kid wants to be a PD. Give me a break. Hey, wait a minute. There is a job listed in here. Are you depressed and out of work? Feel like it's the end of the line? No place to turn? Don't give up yet. Our unique format has a place for you. Write Max E. Depresso, key code 952. What do I gotta lose? I mean, maybe if they ever get extended unemployment benefits, I could use the reject notice.
But to our hero's surprise, he gets an interview.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't even mail my application yet.
Oh.
There she goes. Okay, postman. Do your stuff through rain and sleet and snow.
But to our hero's surprise, he gets an interview. And later that week, finds himself in the Chicago suburb of Downers Grove, Illinois, at WQBM-FM, known to its many listeners as Q-Bummer.
Now, let me see if I got this right, Frisbone. You say you have been unable to find work at all these past few months.
That's right, Mr. Depresso, and I've been feeling really low.
You have to reach up to touch bottom, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah, heck, I'm feeling so low I could jump off the edge of a dime and free fall for an hour.
Good.
Good?
Yes, Frisbone. You see, you're the kind of personality we want at Q-Bummer.
Huh?
Yes, my bummed-out little friend. You see, at Q-Bummer, we go with the flow.
Flow?
I mean, everybody's depressed these days, what with unemployment, the world situation, life in general.
Yeah.
Sure is a rotten life these days.
Boy, I'll say.
Exactly. So at Q-Bummer, we don't try and cheer people up like the other stations.
Oh?
We tell it like it is.
Huh?
We play depressing music. We concentrate on the downside of life. We even rewrite those occasional happy news stories and look for the negative twist. Everybody listens to Q-Bummer because we're real. We're depressing. Downright despondent. Like life itself. In a world where there's no hope, Frisbone, people know where to turn their dial.
Q-Bummer?
To Q-Bummer.
Gosh, you know, it all makes sense, Mr. Depresso, but I don't know if I could do the job.
Too depressed, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always get fired for screwing up.
Well, if you screw up on Q-Bummer, that's fine, as long as you sound real depressed about it on the air.
Okay.
You see, we need somebody who sounds like he's hit rock bottom, and just looking at you, I know you're the one for the job.
Yeah.
Besides, Midnight Bob did himself in on a show last night.
You mean he...
Yes, hung himself.
Huh?
With a patch cord.
Yeah.
While he was playing softly as I leave you.
Gee, you know, it sure sounds like a depressing place, all right.
Thank you, Frisbone.
Thank you.
Well, how about it?
How about what?
Are you going to take midnights?
Oh, midnight? That's my favorite shift.
Oh, well, how about sign-on, then?
Huh?
We can't have you too content now.
Oh, well, you know, I hate midnights.
Oh?
I just say that because somebody told me that managers like you to be positive.
Well, not here, Frisbone. Now, remember, this is Q-Bummer, and we want you to be miserable.
Well, I really do hate midnights.
Yes?
Because it messes up your social life.
You have a social life?
No. Well, not really, but I like to watch David Letterman, and then Linda Ellerbee, and then...
Ah, great, Frisbone. Then midnights it is.
And that very night, Flash finds himself in the depressing studios of Q-Bummer, where one turntable runs slow, one cart machine doesn't always start when you hit the play button, the walls of the studio are painted a dull gray. But at least our hero isn't alone. Q-Bummer has an active news department with a 5-minute cast right before midnight and the start of Flash's first shift.
If I had a Betamax, I could tape Linda Ellerbee. Maybe on payday.
unemployment is up, the cost of living is out of sight. There were more train derailments than a plane crash today, and a noted sociologist says there's no reason for living. This is Q-Bummer News. I'm Rip Reed. Financial analysts say the $5 loaf of bread will soon grace our dinner tables as inflation soars. But food prices don't matter when you can't find a job. The only way out seems to be doing yourself in, and many Downers Grove residents seem to be doing just that. Wrapping your Toyota around a tree before the repo man gets it is divine revenge, was the comment of Lee Roger Tarwip, speaking from the intensive ward at Downers Grove Memorial Hospital. Tarwip, in ultra-critical condition, is not expected to recover from his... 75-0 as the home team lost again. In the loop, it's 72 and sunny. Fog, rain, and 41 degrees in downtown Downers Grove. That's it to this hour. Life stinks around the world and in your own backyard. I'm Rip Reed.
Now, more depressing music with Flash Frisbone on Q-Bummer. WQBM-FM, Downers Grove, Illinois.
Hi, it's midnight, and I'm Flash, and it's my show, okay?
Mama was a midnight woman. His daddy was a drift, a drummer. One night they put it together. 9 months later came the little black bummer. He was a laid-back lump in the cradle.
Burn him away, you better kill him instead. A bummer like that is better off dead. Someday they're gonna have to put a bullet in his head.
That's Harry Chapin, he's dead. It's Q-Bummer with Flash Frisbone. There'll be a meeting of our friends of the grave tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, downtown Downers Grove. Here's Janis Joplin. She's dead, too.
They called it all conspiracy, and that I had to die. So to close our mouths and kill our minds, they hung us side by side.
Life Stinks with Flash Frisbone on Q-Bummer, 86 FM.
If you're thinking of calling it quits, throwing in the towel, or just plain blowing your brains out, listen. How many times have you heard of people using the same old crummy, trite suicide cliches? Bob's dead. How'd he do it? Hung himself. What a bore. Do it right. Your friends and family will remember your suicide forever when you shop Downarama. Downarama features only the most original suicide supplies and accessories. If you're just totally gutless, Downarama will help you do it. Try their vacuum chamber. Downarama will film your exploding carcass in ultra slow motion on quality videotape cartridges for thousands of playbacks. Beta or VHS. Full color and fully guaranteed. If you're down, get down to Downarama. Downtown. Downers Grove.
Life sticks. Life stinks. And you're listening to Q-Bummer. Keep listening and find out how you can win $50,000 in funeral money. Yours from 86 FM, Q-Bummer, in downtown Downers Grove, Illinois.
She got them from the shelf.
It's okay. Relax. Get a grip on yourself. No need to get tense. Job got you down. Your girlfriend talks openly about your shortcomings. Everything you touch gets greasy. Uncle Bob can help you relax forever. No drugs. No side effects. Just... Bob. You escape to the soothing, trouble-free world of irreversible brain damage today.
What do I do now?
Get down. 86FL. Q Bummer. Downers Grove.
Get down.
WQBM.
All right, the Downers Grove Self-Abuse Club will have a regularly scheduled meeting Friday night at 8. There will be a slideshow and lecture entitled Self-Dismemberment and the Black Market Limb Trade. Refreshments will be served. For more information, call Gary at 555-9437.
Q-Bummer knows you like it dirty, filthy, and infested with vermin. You love to rock and roll like a pig in heat for a hot guitar riff. That's why we're spreading the plague. The plague is contagious, so roll in the dirt and get ready to scoop up plenty of greasy, slimy cash. We've saved some of the raunchiest money ever to pass through our booger-encrusted fingers. 50,000 infected dollars. The plague means money, and it could make you filthy rich. Listen, find out how you can catch the plague and win from Q Bummer. It's disgusting.
It's Q Bummer from downtown Downers Grove. I'm Flash Frisbone with the music and Jim Morrison and the Doors. He's dead too. Jeez, I talked over another vocal again.
Summer's almost gone.
Man, I feel like doing it. I think I am gonna do it. They're right. Man, there's nothing to live for. I got nobody to care about. This lousy job don't pay nothing. My room at the Fleabeat Hotel is rotten. Man, they're right, man. These liner cards say it. Life stinks. I think I'm gonna cash in. Hey, Rip! Hey, Rip!
Yeah?
Can you come in here for a minute and take the board? Hey, can you...
What do you want?
Rip, can you take the board for the rest of my shift?
Sure. What's up, Flash?
Nothing, man. Everything is down, you know? I mean, I'm gonna do it.
Do what?
You know, the big S.
Huh?
I mean, bye-bye, cruel world.
You mean suicide, Flash?
Yeah, except not with a patch cord. That's grungy. Is there a gun around this place?
No, but there's a knife in the lounge.
Yeah, a knife would work. Yeah, I'll go in the lounge and I'll get the knife. Hey, it's your show, man. You got it. I'm going to do it, man. That's it.
Okay, then, Flash, if you insist. I might as well cue up another record here.
And so Flash almost runs to the staff lounge, where he finds the knife. A used but still sharp Ginsu.
Hey, nice handle.
He has the blade pressed against his jugular vein when he hears on the monitor.
So Flash won't be with us anymore. And it's too bad because he really was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
I worked with a lot of them and he was one fine dude. Really experienced on the board and what a delivery. Flash really made you believe what he was saying, and for someone who had such a hard life, well, he was a real fighter right up to the end.
Yeah.
Flash Frisbone, soon to be dead at age 31. You're listening to Q Bummer. This is Rip Reed sitting in for the late Flash Frisbone, and here's Wayne Newton. He should be dead.
I shouldn't die? Hey, Rip! So, you made me see that I do have a lot to live for. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this depressing place and go someplace else. I know I could get another job. I got credentials. I got a good tape.
Yeah, that's great, Flash.
Yeah, Rip, you... Hey, you know, man, you really changed my life.
Yeah, you know, the world isn't so bad.
Well, gee, Flash, I'm really glad you decided to hang on. You know, things are bound to get better. Reagan said so today, but the boss made me leave it onto the newscast, you know?
Well, you know, it's a great world after all.
So you're really feeling better, eh, Flash?
Yeah, except, boy, all this excitement gave me a headache. Hey, you got anything for a headache?
Some aspirin on my desk in the newsroom.
No, I'm allergic to aspirin.
Oh, wait a minute. I seem to remember Bob picked something up downtown yesterday just before he, here, on the console. How about these?
Non-aspirin. Extra strength, too. Hey, yeah, these will work. Hey, thanks a lot, Rip. Hey, I'll be seeing you. Life is just a bowl of cherry.
So take it serious and be rebellious.
Well, it looks like Flash really has a new lease on life. And as he leaves the studios of Q-Bummer Forever, he swallows three of the red and white extra strength capsules he got from Rip, happy in the knowledge that the world is a wonderful place and that his headache will soon be gone. Where will Flash be next? You'll have to tune in again another time for the amazing adventures of Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. The original amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone were produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Aircheck Factory. Script by Gary Bourgeois. Ideas and production assistance by Rod Howard, who really is looking for a job, by the way, and is a dynamite jock. Hire him before he cashes in. Visual effects by Matsushita. Or is it Matsushita? Or Matsushushita?
And now, letters.
Letters.
Letters. To Flash.
Hey, neat music.
And greetings, air checkers around the world. It's Letters to Flash, magnetically encoded responses to your queries and ponderings about radio's most amazing continuing personality, Flash Frisbone.
Hi there, and thanks for the neat introduction.
Well, I was only reading it.
I thought you were my friend.
Well, that's what they pay me for.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's me, Flash, and here we are with Letters to Flash.
Right you are, Flash. And, hey, we've got a big bag full of mail here.
Oh, it's
been just kind of waiting to be answered. And here's one. Oh, this one is, this one's 3 months old.
Been sitting in the bag all that time?
Well, no, we just got this one yesterday.
Oh, must have been delayed in the mail.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's from Hillary Sackbutt of Boston, Massachusetts, who writes, Dear Flash, haven't heard from you since the Q-Bummer episode.
Uh-huh.
And this is a two-parter, Flash. We have two questions. Number one, did you die?
Yeah.
And number two, what was in those pills you ate?
Okay, I did not die. I got really sick, but I didn't die. And what was in the pills? I don't know what was in the pills. What's the next letter?
Okay, let's see. This one is... No, this one's addressed to Wheat Checks. Okay, damaged and mailed by the U.S. Postal Service. Can't quite read that one. Oh, okay. Here's one. This is from Murray the Q from Sprocket Wrench, Saskatchewan, who writes, Dear Flash,
was that a
loved your Canadian episodes. And Murray wants to know if you think that any other station will pick up the WAP, that's the weather-oriented pop format, now that disco is really dead.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? Huh?
I don't know. Well, it's Letters to Flash, you know. You're supposed to be able to answer some of these.
Next.
Okay, let's try this one. This one got here in one piece, International Airmail.
Oh.
It's from Leary O'Derry of Syrup on Toast, England. PCX 30Y J2X.
I love those British zip codes.
63BQ.
Okay, what does he
writes,
say?
Leary O'Derry writes, Dear Flash, I was wondering what happened when the pirate ship sank the radio sieve and what happened after that because it never was finished.
That's a terrible imitation.
Well, hey, you know, I can't do a British accent. Okay, all right. So, Flash, what exactly did happen with radio sieve anyway?
Well, it's like this.
As our hero narrowly escapes drowning, he watches the gallant radio ship sink picturesquely into the briny deep.
As the tower slips along with the rest of the ship into Davy Jones' locker, we join the radio ace in this historic flashback.
Oh, I get it. Flashback. That's pretty good. Boy, talk about your historical broadcast. Gosh, I sure am lucky that the mermaid on the front of the boat is made out of balsa wood. She sure floats nice. I'll just kind of keep clinging on here. Well, I shouldn't be here too long. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody heard my SOS. It was five dots, four dashes, and five dots. Was that supposed to be three dots and five dashes? Well, heck. No need to worry. I'm sure that the radio ship company owners will come and save me. I mean, you know, they seem like real nice fellas. Sure is wet here.
Hours pass. Our hero bides his time, waiting for the ship's owners, by humming a happy tune.
16 men on a dead man's chest.
Of course, he might have been worried if he knew that the ship's owners had been arrested for violating the Marine Radio Offenses Act, and they denied having anything whatever to do with Radio Civ, which anyway, even if they did, they said, was fully automated. Our hero, meanwhile, waits.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Well, there must be something around here to eat. Hey, there's some seaweed. I'll just grab some here. Tastes just like spinach.
The hours turn to days. The days turn to weeks. And the weeks...
Hey, wait a minute here!
Well, anyway, our hero, thinner, weaker, waits and waits and waits until suddenly he spies land!
Land ho! Land ho! Skirting down the van sails! Mini sap to Zubaroobs or whatever! Hey, it's land! It's an island! Hey, there must be people on it! I can hear music! I can hear me!
Oh, no! Ground on the shore of his
no way I'm going there! No way! Come on, paddle away!
Using up the very last of his strength, paddling away from the mysterious island, our hero, floating Flash Frisbone, finds himself ready to give up. Weakened beyond belief, in horrible agony, he notices that the ship's figurine to which he has been clinging is becoming waterlogged.
Hey, who dreams this stuff up anyway?
It looks like the end for our hero.
Oh, if I get out of this, I'm going to get a real job. I'm going to quit this broadcast and stuff. It ain't worth it. Hey, what's that? What's that I hear? What's that? What?
It's the KMPC traffic copter. Blown south of its course, in an amazing coincidence, the copter finds itself hovering right over our hero. Chuck Fred, KMPC traffic reporter, throws Flash a life preserver. And soon, the soaking wet radio ace is hauled into the copter cabin, where he renews his old acquaintances.
Hey, Flash, it's really great to see you again.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, boy.
What? Hey, Chuck, I love your reports.
Hey, that's just great, Flash.
This is my lucky day.
There's a copy of Radio and Records in the back, if you want to read it.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
It's about time for my report now.
Hey, let's see if there's a job in here.
Hey, Flash, it's gracious.
Great to see you too, Chuck.
And there you have it, friends. The true story of how our hero, Flash Frisbone, was miraculously saved from the sinking of Radio Civ. In answer to another letter to Flash.
Boy, that sure brings back a lot of memories. Hey, you got any other letters I can answer here on the show today before we give it back to what's-his-name?
Well, I've been looking through the letters here, Flash, but the rest of them are pretty much all the same. They want to know, Dear Flash, are you ever going to renew your episodes on the Air Check Factory so we have something to look forward to besides just listening to great air checks? I don't know.
You've been listening to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. 73 and good DX.